मौनं व्याख्या प्रकटितपरब्रह्मतत्त्वं युवानं वर्षिष्ठान्ते वसदृशिगणैरावृतं ब्रह्मनिष्ठैः आचार्येन्द्रं करकलितचिन्मुद्रमानन्दरूपं स्वात्मा रामं मुदितवदनं दक्षिणामूर्तिमीडे यन्नित्यमानन्दमनन्तमेकं शिवेति नाम्ना श्रुतयो गृह्णन्ति तस्यावतारो नररूपधारी कृपासुदाब्धी भुवि रामकृष्णः जननीं शारदां देवीं रामकृष्णं जगद्गुरुं पादपद्मे तयोः श्रित्वा प्रणमामि मुहुर्मुहुः जन्माद्यस्य यतोऽन्वयात् इतरतश्चार्त्वेषभिज्ञस्वराड् तेने ब्रह्मकृताय आदिकवये मुह्यन्ति यत्सूरयः तेजोवारिमृतां यथा विनिमयो यत्र त्रिसर्गो मृषा धाम्ना स्वेन सदा निरस्तघोकं सत्यं परं धीमहि सत्यव्रतं सत्यपरं त्रिसत्यं सत्यस्य योनिं निहितं च सत्ये सत्यस्य सत्यं मृतसत्यनेत्रं सत्यात्मकं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्नाः मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवम् यस्वानुभावमखिलश्रुतिसारमेकम् अध्यात्मदीपमदितितीर्षतां तमोऽन्धम् संसारिणां करुणयाः पुराणगुह्यं तं व्याससूनुमुपयामि गुरुं मुनीनाम्। इन् द लास्ट् क्लास् कपिल भगवान् आन्सर् दि क्वश्चिन् आफ् देवहूति हौ मेनि पाथ्स् आर् देर् for moksha. We saw that Bhagavan explained that moksha is not a destination, it is an attained entity, it is the swarupa reality of the very seeker himself or herself. Because of attachment towards the body, a person considers himself as a baddha purushaha, a person with bondage. This attachment with the body as I am body is a confusion, notion born out of ignorance. Once ignorance is removed by seeing the things as they are, by shastra pramanam, once ignorance is removed and when the pramanam reveals that you are infinite entity, when that is gained, that atma jnanam is gained, moksha is as though attained. You are nitya muktaha, that is the revelation. But before knowing this revelation, you thought you were baddhaha. When that revelation is assimilated, you have owned up your own nature, so you become as though muktaha. To gain this Atmajnanam, one should qualify himself, one should have maturity, one should prepare the locus of knowledge. What is the locus of knowledge? Mind or intellect is the locus of knowledge. So that locus of knowledge has to be prepared. For preparation, there are varieties of spiritual disciplines, not for moksha. None of them can give moksha. Because if it is given, it cannot be moksha. This word should be repeatedly grilled in our mind. Moksha means what? Cannot be attainable one. And not only it cannot be attainable one, need not be attained. Why it need not be attained and cannot be attained? If it is attained, it will come to an end. Anything which is gained will have an end. Therefore, if we want something which is going to be permanent and it should be available now itself. If it is available, still we are not able to have access with that reality. Shastra says it is ignorance. Remove that ignorance. How you remove the ignorance? By bringing knowledge about that entity. How you bring the knowledge about the entity? By operating relevant pramanam, relevant source of knowledge. Somebody is afraid of snake and another person comes and checks, it is not snake, it is ordinary rope. So how to make that person who is afraid of snake to understand that it is rope? Just put a torch light, ask him to see once again, that's all. So similarly, Bhagavan here told that there are varieties of spiritual disciplines, and those spiritual disciplines are not meant to attain God or attain moksha. They are meant to prepare your mind. They can be classified as pravritti margaha and as nivritti margaha. This pravritti margaha means pursuit in the form of action. Any type of religious or spiritual disciplines which are in the form of action is called pravritti margaha. Pravritti margaha leads to yogyata praptihi. Yogyata praptihi means what? Qualification. Viveka, vairagya, shamadhi, shatka, sampattihi, like that. Then pravritti margaha is in the form of karma yoga and ashtanga yoga. Ashtanga yoga means Patanjali ashtanga yoga. Swami Vivekananda calls it as Raja Yoga. And Nivritti Margaha means Jnana Yoga. Once a person gained sufficient maturity, Shastra says to reduce all the disciplines, spiritual disciplines which are in the form of actions, and to go for pursuit of knowledge. This pursuit of knowledge is called Jnana Yoga. This pursuit of knowledge leads to jnanam, atma jnanam. When Bhagavan told like this, Devahuti was counting. How many yoga Bhagavan told? Karma yoga he told, Ashtanga yoga he told, then jnana yoga he told. Important yoga, bhakti yoga is missing. So she asked, what is the role of bhakti yoga in our spiritual life? Bhakti yogasya me margam brohi vistarashah prabho virago yena purusho bhagavan sarvato bhaved. Please tell me about the role of bhakti margaha, bhakti yogaha. The word bhakti yoga itself is used here, is it? Bhakti yogasya me margam brohi vistarashah. Elaborately please tell. Yena viraga purushaha bhagavan sarvato bhavet. By which a person can see the Lord always. That is the question. Bhagavan says, bhakti yogo bhagavido margair bhamini bhavyate swabhava gunamargena pumsam bhavo vibhidyate. Bhagavan says, bhakti yoga is a word. It's not a simple word. Entire spiritual journey can be put in bhakti yoga. All the spiritual practices were classified as pravritti marga and nivritti marga. And within pravritti marga there is karma yoga and ashtanga yoga. And within nivritti marga there is jnana yoga. So how many marga now? Two marga. How many yogas now? Three yogas. So, all of them can be put in one word called bhakti yoga. This is the confusion in general mind. Varieties of classification. One classification they could have done. So, they classify in many, from many angles, then introduce new names, then you get into trouble. Here Bhagavan says, bhakti yoga ha bhaguvidaha, he says. Bhakti yoga is bhaguvidaha. According to the maturity of the seeker, according to the maturity of the devotee, this bhakti yoga can be classified in many ways. In short, entire spiritual journey can be called as bhakti yoga. It includes both pravritti and nivritti marga. Bhakti is common for any type of spiritual practice. Bhakti means what? Love, dedication, consistency, commitment. These are all bhakti. Suppose a person is dasa bhaktaha. So he is a servant. He has love towards the master and committed to the master's order and consistent in his love. Similarly, pati bhakta, one who is devoted to pati, husband. So what do you mean by that? She is loving her husband, dedicated to her husband, consistent in her love. So bhakti means what? Love, dedication and consistency. This love, dedication and consistency can be expressed in many forms. If love is expressed in action form, it is called karma yoga. If love towards the Lord is expressed in the form of action, it is called pravritti marga bhakti, in which karma yoga and ashtanga yoga are there. If love towards the Lord is expressed in the form of pursuit of knowledge, then it is called nivritti margaha or jignasa bhakti, devotion of a seeker after truth. First one is what? Devotion of a karma yogi, devotion of a person who wants to discipline his lifestyle and mind. If love is expressed out of knowledge, that is called siddha bhakti. So Bhagavan here is going to classify entire spiritual life in three. In last class, how he did? In two he made. Pravritti marga and nivritti marga he did in the last class. Now bhakti yoga itself, he is going to tell, bhakti yoga includes pravritti marga, nivritti marga, then end also is called bhakti yoga. End also, not only means, end also is called bhakti. That bhakti is siddha bhakti, jnani is bhakti, devotion of a jnani, devotion of a siddha. You can put on chart, heading bhakti yoga, below pravritti marga bhakti, nivritti marga bhakti, siddha bhakti. In pravritti marga bhakti, karma yoga plus ashtanga marga. From the nature of the seeker's maturity, so in karma rupa bhakti, three types of people are there. Who are they? Tamasa bhaktaha, rajasa bhaktaha, sattvika bhaktaha. Abhisandhayayo himsam dhambam matsaryamevava sambhrambi bhinnadrik bhavam mahi kuryat sa tamasaha. Tamasa bhaktaha means, Bhagavan says, one who worships me with lower propensities. Worship is done with lower propensities, like dambha, matsarya, sambhrambhi. A person is sambhrambhi, dhambaha, full of jealous and ahankara, arrogance. This is the person's maturity, condition. And for what purpose he worships me? Bhagavan says, abhisandaya himsa, in order to hurt others, people do worship. This abhicharika karma, they call it. If you go to Kerala, these are all very common. You tell to one priest that I want that family to be destroyed. If you tell to others, they will make bomb and destroy. Our people, they will do puja and destroy. That is called abhicharika karma. So, the worship is with lower propensities and for the sake of hurting others. And with what attitude? Bhinna drik bhavam. I am different from them. This is one type of bhakti. Second one is vishayana visandhaya yasha aishwarya mevava अर्चादौ अर्चयेद् यो मां पृथक् भावसराजसः. सेकेंड वन इज राजस भक्ति. हियर भगवान सेज अर्चादौ अर्चयेद् मां. दिस राजस भक्त आल्सो इज पृथक् भावः. तामस भक्त आल्सो भिन्न दृग् भावः. सेम मीनिंग. आई एम डिफरेंट फ्रॉम देम. तामस भक्त एंड राजस भक्त आल्सो आई एम डिफरेंट फ्रॉम देम. एंड हाउ हिज वर्शिप इज अर्चादौ अर्चये. He worships me in particular idol. Ritualistic worships they call it. For what purpose? Vishayan abhisandhaya. He want to get something. He want to get rid of something. He want to get some desirable thing. He want to get rid of undesirable thing. He is called Artha Bhaktaha or Artharthi Bhaktaha in Gita. See, same type of people, how many titles they get. Subramaniam is getting Subbu, SS, S Subramaniam, like that. Same type of Bhakta gets varieties of name. Here Rajasa Bhaktaha is, he is Sakama Karmi. There is a desire for him. In Tamasa Bhakta's mind also there was a desire. But desire of what? Desire of not getting for himself anything. Desire of destroying someone. There is no benefit for him. In destroying someone, what is the benefit for us? But people think, if I remove that person, I will be happy like that. It is a wrong idea. So this bhakta, he doesn't want any harm to anyone. But he says, I want something. I want something. I want something to get rid of. So vishayan abhisandhaya. What type of vishayan? Yashas, Aishwarya, name, fame, overlordship, power, then money, wealth, enjoyment, these are all comes under Rajasa Bhaktaha category. Third category is Sattvika Bhaktaha. Sattvika Bhaktaha is one, Karma Nirharamuddishya Parasmin Vata Darpanam. यजेद् यष्टव्यमिति वा पृथक् भावः स सात्विकः. दि सात्विक भक्त आल्सो पृथक् भावः. फॉर हिम आल्सो भगवान इज डिफरेंट फ्रॉम हिमसेल्फ. फॉर दिस साधक, फॉर दिस भक्त, एंड ही इज ए निष्काम कर्मी. हियर भगवान सेज He does worship to me, yajed yashtavyam iti. Worshipping the Lord is a necessity. So he has understood that necessity relating with the totality is a necessity. He has understood that much, he is matured. So therefore he does this. Can a person ask salary for brushing? You give 100 rupees daily, then only I will brush. Can a person ask? But child can ask. You give chocolate, so I will brush. So the child will tell, no, no, I will not brush. It pricks me. So mother will tell, I will give you a chocolate once you brush. But a matured person, what he will tell? He won't ask for chocolate or money to brush his, because it's a necessity. Similarly, relating with totality called Bhagavan is a necessity. Yes, yajet yashtavyam iti. And how he does worship? Parasmin tadarpanam. He offers everything to the Lord. He also pratak bhavaha. He also has an idea that I am different from him. But he doesn't want any external achievements. He wants chitta shuddhi. He is called Karma Yogi. Understood? Karma Yogi is one who doesn't do anything, any spiritual discipline, either for the sake of destroying others or for the sake of protecting oneself or for the sake of gaining any worldly achievements. So why he does? Chitta Shuddhi. For the sake of Chitta Shuddhi, because he has converted himself as a seeker now. Before that, two category, Tamasa and Rajasa, are not seeker, they are businessmen. You can see in our temples, 90% of humanity is businessmen. Understood? So they go to temple and do worship with particular motive worldly gain. Here Bhagavan says, Sattvika Bhaktaha alone is a Bhaktaha. Why you call others also as Bhaktaha? At least they came to know that I am the entity who has all this power. Instead of they themselves creating bomb and throw, they come to me and tell, Bhagavan, you destroy them. Like Devatas. Whenever they got trouble from Asura, they will not do anything directly. So they have understood that their powers are very limited. So Bhagavan has lot of power. They don't know that Bhagavan only sided with Asuras and made Asuras powerful. So they will come and tell, oh Bhagavan, they are troubling us like this, please protect us. How to protect you? Destroy him. Destroy. That type of devotee they are. And another Rajasa Bhakta also, he wanted Aishwarya, name, fame and other thing. Since they come to me and pray to me, they are called Bhakta. You can call them as Namke Vaste Bhakta. Udara Sarva Evaite. Bhagavan says, this Artha Bhakta and Artharthi Bhakta are okay for Namke Vaste. Because of some punya, they have come to me. Instead of going and knocking some other door, they have come to my door. But genuine devotion starts with Karma Yoga Bhakti level, Sattvika Bhakti level. The Sattvika Bhakti can be classified as physical, oral, mental. Similarly, Tamasa Bhakti also can be classified into three. Rajasa Bhakti also can be classified into three. From which angle? From the instrument angle. Since we are not interested in analyzing them, we are just jumping. Now we have to analyze the Sattvika Bhakti physically, whatever yaga, yajna, ritualistic worship, pilgrimage, temple visit, pancha maha yajna, you have seen in Gita. So all of them come under physical Sattvika Bhakti. Oral Bhakti is what? Nama japa, nama sankirtana, bhajana, swadhyaya, Vedic chanting, these all come under orally done Sattvika Bhakti. Sattvika Bhakti mentally done, how? Meditation. Saguna Upasana, sitting nearby the Lord. Upasana means sitting near the Lord. People ask, what is meditation? What is meditation? Is it quietening the mind? Is meditation is quietening the mind or making the mind blank? Shastra says, don't do both. Don't do both, because no benefit. If you quieten the mind, again mind will become restless, that's all. If you blank the mind, again it will be filled. A lot of storage you have in your memory, whatever happened 25 years before also, you remember, again it will come. So it's a futile attempt. What you do? You sit near the Lord. Upasana. Sitting near the Lord. How to sit near the Lord? Imagine that the Lord is in your heart, in particular form. Which form you like the most, you sit near him. After sitting, what should I do? After sitting near to your beloved, what you will do? We will do chit-chat. Do that same thing. Simple. Meditation, modern people should understand. Some people concentrate on breathing. Some people concentrate on tip of the nose. Below tip of the nose. Some people concentrate on above tip of the nose. What is that above tip of the nose? In between the eyebrows. And some people concentrate on sound. Some people concentrate on quietening. Some make it as a blank. Shastra says all these are all useless. It will create lots of side effects. As you are habituated to relate with the individual, similarly, consider the very Bhagavan himself as an individual and invoke him in particular form, in which form you are most attracted, and that form becomes a beloved form. Once you sit near the beloved, then you talk to that beloved. That is called upasana, ishta devata puja or manasa puja, they call. That's why a person is asked to do ritualistic puja, wherein you are habituated in giving something to the Lord. Suppose you do Ganesha puja, what you do? You give water, you do abhisheka, you give him dress, you give him alankara. Those things are there, na? Once you are habituated physically doing, what happens? It is in your memory. So naturally, when you sit for meditation, same thing you can repeat. There expenditure, here without expenditure. Okay. And the phalam is triple. The puja, if you do physically, what phalam you get? Like that triple phalam when you do it mentally. But expenditure is no expenditure and no disturbance for others also. Mentally, if you sit with the Lord and offer dasha upachara puja, it is called. Offer water, food, alankara, whatever you do in ritualistic puja. But the problem is, you cannot do mental puja without doing ritualistic puja for some time. That's why in childhood onward, these things are taught. But nowadays, mothers don't teach things to the children. They teach some other thing. Upasana means what? Mental puja. This puja itself, again three types are there. Eka rupa upasana, beginning. Relating with the Lord, with one particular form. That's why they say, I am Ganesha Bhakta, you are Shiva Bhakta, he is a Vishnu Bhakta, like that. That means, if Ganesha Bhakta doesn't mean that hating other divine forms. In our religion, one Bhakta doesn't hate the another divine forms. Other religions ask the humanity to do that. Suppose you are a Bhakta of Christ, you cannot love Ganesha. But Bhakta of Ganesha can happily love Christ. Recently, Ganesha Puja was there. Our Ganesha was having Christ, child Christ. Bhakta of Ganesha can imagine that Ganesha is having Christ. But Bhakta of Christ cannot imagine Christ is holding Ganesha. Can you imagine? So that is their problem. So we say, Eka rupa upasana to bahu rupa upasana. One and the same Lord, my beloved Lord, has manifested not only in Ganesha form, but in all divine forms. Whatever divinities are manifested in this creation, in whichever culture. That is the beauty of this Hindu culture. We don't disgrace any form of worship. We have understood Bhagavan is all pervasive. These forms are all, there is an osmotic appreciation. There is a vague appreciation in everybody's mind, every Hindu's mind, every Indian's mind, you can say. Where is God? God is everywhere. Now where you are going? I am going to Pandharpur. God is everywhere. Now what you are doing? I am going to Pandharpur to meet God. Understood? You got the contradiction? If God is everywhere, akkada unda pandurangudu, ikkada unnaru. Akkada unda pandurangudu, ikkada unnaru. Therefore, let us go to Pandharpur. What logic it is? This is called osmotic appreciation. Vague appreciation. You are appreciating the presence of the Lord, but not yet clear. Therefore, we need not go to Pandharpur, must be the statement. This way, potamu, potamu, Pandharpuru, potamu. Our Acharya Swami used to say this song. Rendayo, rendayo, Pandharpur, potamu. Akkada unda pandurangur, ikkada unnaru. Rendayo, rendayo, Pandharpur, potamu. So, please come, let us go to Pandharpur. So, we don't disgrace other forms. We have an idea that one and the same Lord have varieties of forms in the according to the culture, according to the nation, according to the people's necessity, he takes varieties of forms. But in other religion, other theologies, they cannot accept all these things. So it is their problem, lack of understanding, that's all. So our devotion grows from ekarupa bhakti to bahurupa bhakti. Then Bhagavan says it should not end there. it should go another two stages. It should go Virat Rupa Bhakti. Entire creation must be my form. In your appreciation, entire creation must be my form. Then last one is, you yourself must be my form. Understood? Ekarupa Bhakti to Bahurupa Bhakti to Sarvarupa Bhakti to Arupa Bhakti. So, Ekarupa Bhakti, Bahurupa Bhakti, Virat Bhakti, these are all come under Sattvika Bhakti. So, all forms are Bhagavan's manifestation only. That is why in our Hindu culture, snake is associated with Bhagavan. Can anyone associate snake with Bhagavan? Rats are associated with Bhagavan. And huge, hefty weight personality, Ganesha. What is his vahana? Imagine, elephant sits on rat. And rat runs also fast. Recently, they have brought one animated film on Ganesha. That rat is more faster than Ganesha. So it goes front of the Ganesha and turns back and say, come on, like that, that animation, not in original, in anime. So our people have that imagination capacity. They can enjoy the Lord in any form. All forms are appreciated as Bhagavan's manifestation. That is why we cannot insult any being in the creation. We cannot create ecological problem. A Vedantin or a Vaidikaha, a Hindu, can never pollute natural resources. Cannot disgrace any being in the creation. He will be away from tiger. He will be away from snake. But physically he will be away. Mentally what he will do? He will do namaskara. That is there, and that is because of this Vedantic or Vedic vision, that entire creation is Bhagavan's manifestation. And this is showed in Gita as Vishwarupa Darshana. Vishwam eva Ishwarasya Rupam iti Darshana. Entire creation is Bhagavan's form. That's what showed to Arjuna. And in 10th chapter, Bhagavan says, I am this, I am that, I am this. Among mountain, I am Himalayas. Among rivers, I am Ganga. Among Pandavas, I am Arjuna. Like that, varieties of manifestations are there. Up to this is called Karma Rupa Bhakti or Pravritti Marga Bhakti. Understood? Then comes Nivritti Marga Bhakti or Jignasa Bhakti. Hereafter, there is no action. So Bhagavan says, Madguna Stuti Matrene Mayi Sarva Guha Ashaye Manogatihi Avichinna Yatha Gangambasaha Ambutau. Here Bhagavan says, once the mind is completely dedicated towards me, the person becomes Jignasa Bhaktaha. He doesn't want anything from me. And his mind is naturally towards my lotus feet. By hearing my very name or glory, his mind will go towards me like Ganga flows towards the ocean without any distraction. His mind also will, his thought process also will flow towards the Lord. And his devotion is in the form of pursuit of knowledge. And what he expects from the Lord? Neither any material gains or worldly gains, nor chitta shuddhi. He wants the knowledge about the reality of the Lord. This is called jignasa bhaktihi, devotion of a seeker of reality. So, now you may get some idea. From the types of pursuit, two types, pravritti marga and nivritti marga. If pursuit is in the form of action, it is pravritti marga. If it is in the form of seeking knowledge, it is called nivritti marga. You can classify pravritti marga as karma yoga and raja yoga. one type of classification. Then another type of classification, Sattvika Bhakta, Rajasa Bhakta, Tamasa Bhakta. Then Sattvika Bhakta himself, his bhakti itself can be classified, depends upon the type of action. Again, Kayika Bhakti, Vachika and Manasa. In Manasa itself, varieties of Manasa Pujas, Eka Rupa Ishwara Bhakti, Bahurupa Ishwara Bhakti, Sarva Rupa Ishwara Bhakti. So, all these spiritual practices, what is the aim for all these spiritual practices? Bhagavan says, Yogyata Prapti. You will get qualification to know the reality. Aim of all spiritual practices is Yogyata Praptihi Vairagyam. In simple word, it is called Vairagyam or Jignasa. None of them you can escape. As I told, to keep the physical hygiene, so many disciplines you have to follow, brushing onwards. And somebody says, dentist says, take care of your dental care, your health will be all right. If he say, how we should understand? Can we understand I should take care of only dental care, other part of the body I did not take care? Can we understand? Or can we understand whole day I should brush and brush and brush and brush, I did not even eat? Can you understand in that way? So properly it should be understood. Similarly, whenever Mahatmas or great jnanis say, take care of karma yoga, you will get everything. Take care of your daily pujas, you will get everything. Take care of scriptural study, you will get everything. Whenever they say, how we should understand? That it is an important thing for a segment of society. Karma yoga is irrelevant for a jnani or jignasu. For a serious spiritual seeker, especially for a sannyasin, there is no karma yoga at all. Where is karma yoga? He has given up all karma, no duties at all for him. Only duty is for a sannyasi is what? Just be with Shastra Vichara, that's all. So karma yoga, by karma yoga alone you will attain. Some places you will come across these type of assertions. By bhakti alone you can attain. In Swami Vivekananda's complete verse, you will come across what you call manifestation of the divinity within is the goal of human life. Do it either by one or by combining with others. How you should understand? According to your capacity, pick up one and start with one. Once you start something, all will come. Karma yoga, if you start, suppose. Can karma yoga be done without devotion? Can you be a karma yogi without devotion? Can you do something without expecting anything in the life? Can you do something without expecting anything? Karma yoga means what? You cannot expect anything material gain. Still you have to do that action. So naturally mind will ask, why should I do this? Phalam anuddishya mandopi na pravartate. Even an idiot cannot do anything without expecting something. So is karma yogi, even though he doesn't expect external gain, he expects what? Ishwara Preeti he expects, Bhagavan's grace he expects, and Chitta Shuddhi, purity of mind he expects, peace, calmness, stability in life, all these are all expectations only. Externally he doesn't want any material gains, but internally there is a result orientation. Karma yoga includes offering all your actions to the Lord. Can you offer your actions to the Lord unless you know that Lord? Unless you are devoted to that Lord, can you offer your actions? So when you pick up karma yoga, naturally Shastra has come. You should know about him. You should know about the validity of the spiritual life. You should know about the validity of not involving in rat race. People, entire society is in rat race. Others are cheating, you also cheat. Others are telling lie, you also tell lie. Others are competing, you also compete. So this is the society's norms. And among them, one person says, no, I don't want, I want to be a spiritual seeker. Even his wife or spouse will tell, you are good for nothing. He has to hear daily the same word, you are good for nothing, you are good for nothing, and all the time spending in puja, and you don't take bribe, you don't tell a lie, how people are surviving, you don't know how to live in this society. In spite of hearing all these scoldings, still he has to hold on to that discipline called karma yoga. Means what? He should be very much convinced about the validity of this lifestyle. He should know the grandness of the Lord towards whom he is devoted to. People are devoted always. All are devotees only. Entire humanity is devotee. Devotee of what? Some are devotee of money, some are devotee of sense pleasure, some are devotee of people, some are devotee of getting relationship. These are all devotion. Devotion, devotion means what? Commitment. You go to a baniya or a businessman, 16 hours he works. And meditation is what? Only money meditation, currency meditation, how to cheat, how to tell lie. They, in sophisticated language, they will tell. This is cost price, that is business margin. Margin means what? 50% margin. 50% they keep margin. Business margin. And they will tell, sir, for your sake, 25% I am reducing. From where? From where? You increase 200% and reduce 25%. So you get 150%. So when the entire world is like that, he should know that why should I be the devotee of Lord? When the entire world is devotee of money, name, fame, power and people and sense pleasures, why should I be the devotee of Lord? That conviction involves what? Scriptural study. Without scripture, how can you know the grandness of Lord? So naturally scripture comes, means sadhu sangha comes. Association with sadhus. Then being devoted, you cannot do akrama. Daily you cannot go nightclubs. Morning you come to ashrama. Night you go to nightclub. Is it possible? But it is possible. Morning you go to temple. Night you go to nightclub. That possible. Venkatachalapati temple you go daily. Ganesha temple you go daily. But night, here the club you can go. But in sadhu sangha, that you cannot do that. We will not allow. We will not allow you, na? Means what? You will grind your mind repeatedly. Either stick to this place or stick to that place. Either come here or stick to that place. So we give that clarity. Bhagwan in temple, Bhagwan doesn't give any clarity. He hears what you say, that's all. He doesn't talk. Here, Shastra says, there are moving temples. Sadhus are moving temples. They will not allow you to go as you like. They will go on. Even if you don't like, once you come, we will go on, grind and grind and grind. Either you have to stick to this place or get away. So sadhu sangha comes. Karma yoga. In karma yoga, how many things are there? You see, you just start karma yoga. That's the beginning of spiritual life, everybody says. All Mahatmas say, karma yoga is the beginning of spiritual life, every seeker's life. So that very karma yoga requires what? Lot of understanding about the Lord, about the validity of the spiritual life, and patience to hear all the nonsense words from our own people, and capacity to withhold with discipline. So how you will get? How you will be? How you will be a truthful person without following Ashtanga Marga? Raja Yoga has come. So this divisions itself is bluff. People perceive one and the same spiritual journey from many angles. That's all. One and the same spiritual journey is perceived from many angles. And predominantly one particular discipline is there in our life. Karma yogi means what? Doesn't mean that he is devoid of bhakti, he is devoid of discipline, he is devoid of knowledge. Generally people think karma yogi means he doesn't have, he need not do any devotion practices, he need not study the scripture, he need not practice any discipline. That is not the truth. Predominantly he is with external activities. So dharmi, all grahasthas are karma yogis only, because you cannot afford to sit 10 hours or 12 hours in spiritual practices. So 10 hours, 12 hours sit in office, that's all, nothing else. Here sannyasi does japamala, you people go there and do, click the mouse, that's all. I click the japamala, you click the No, that's all. I also sit, you also sit, that's all. And I transact with the Lord or with the scripture, with the imaginary personalities. You transact with the so-called real personalities. So that's all. So predominantly, not that sannyasi doesn't do any work at all. Sannyasi also does work. So, no marga or yoga is devoid of other yogas. See, jnana yoga cannot be without devotion. Bhakti yoga cannot be without action and knowledge. And karma yoga cannot be without discipline, devotion and knowledge. So, how you classify? All are mixtures. That's why in our scripture, original scriptures if you go, they don't have all this problem. They say spiritual life is one and lifestyle can be two. One is lifestyle of a householder, another is lifestyle of a sannyasi. Both are spiritual seekers. If you have lifestyle of a householder, take pravritti marga. Life will be full of activities, varieties of activities. If you have a lifestyle of a sannyasi, take nivritti marga, spend time, more and more time in vichara, over. Understood? So, in sannyasi life also, there will be little minimum activities. In householder's life, there will be weekly once vichara. Understood? So, you people come and attend the class weekly once, 1 hour, 24 hours into 7. அதில் ஒரு மணி நேரம் விசாரம் பண்ணலாம். அப்போ 5 hours இஃப் யூ வாண்ட் டு சிட் டெய்லி 5 hours வித் விசாரா, சாஸ்திரா சேஸ் கிவ் அப் ஃபேமிலி மெம்பர்ஸ் டேக் சன்னியாசம். அப்போ தான் வேலை இருக்காது. யூ நீ நாட் டூ எனி ஒர்க், சம்படி வில் ஃபீட் யூ. இஃப் யூ ஆர் மேரிட் அண்ட் டோன்ட் ஒர்க், சொசைட்டி ஹேஸ் டு ஃபீட் என்டையர் ஃபேமிலி. ஸோ இட் இஸ் நாட் ஏ குட் ப்ரொபோசல். யூ ஸ்டாண்ட் எலோன் வித்தவுட் எனி பர்டிகுலர் ஃபேமிலி மெம்பர்ஸ். Considering the entire humanity as your family, somebody, some mother will come and feed. Give up one mother, you will get millions and millions of mothers. Give up one house, you will get the entire world as your house. Any door you can knock, simply they will give you some water, minimum necessity water. Spend time with this pursuit. It requires certain maturity, emotional maturity, and if you don't have that emotional maturity, go for marriage life, householder life. Lot of duties will be there and lot of slappings also will be there. So, you will get emotional maturity. At least after 60 years, you will get that emotional maturity. Then you can go for sannyasa. Sannyasa is for married people also. But after sannyasa, you cannot come back to home. Understood? So, this is the entire sketch of spiritual practices. Once the person is matured, naturally his mind will go towards Lord. Naturally, his mind will be towards the Lord. Bhagavan, that's why Bhagavan says, Manogatihi avichinna. That Manogatihi means what? Thought process is avichinna, without any disturbance. Like Ganga flows towards the ocean without any disturbance, his mind also flows towards the Lord. That is the sign that you are a matured person who can spend entire lifetime for the sake of pursuit of knowledge. This pursuit of knowledge, which is in the form of vichara Vedanta, Shastra vichara, committed analysis of the scriptural revelations, leads to Atmajnanam, leads to knowledge, leads to Parabhaktihi. Varieties of name is there. For Atmajnanam itself, varieties of name. Nirguna Bhaktihi, Parabhaktihi. Jnana Bhaktihi, Ahaituki Bhaktihi. Bhakti of a Jnani is called Nirguna Bhaktihi. And Jnani alone is a real Bhakta. Jnani alone is a real Bhakta. Why? Bhagavan will say that he doesn't have Bhinna Drishti. He doesn't have the idea that I am different from you. Anything different from you, you cannot love completely. That is the rule. Anything different from you, you cannot love completely. 100% love is never possible for a second entity in your life. Even if that entity is husband or child. Only life situation will prove. We think that we love children more than us. It's not a fact. We love us ஆத்மனஸ்து காமாய சர்வம் பிரியம் பவதி. வி லவ் அஸ் மோர், தேர் ஃபார் வி லவ் சில்ட்ரன். இஃப் யூ சே நோ 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 ஐ லவ் சில்ட்ரன் ஃபார் சில்ட்ரன் சேக், தென் யூ ஹாவ் டு லவ் ஆல் சில்ட்ரன். சிம்பிள் இஸ் வாட், இஃப் யூ சே தட் ஐ லவ் சில்ட்ரன் ஃபார் சைல்ட் சேக், சாஸ்திரா சே யூ லவ் ஆல் சில்ட்ரன், ஆல் ஆர் சில்ட்ரன் ஒன்லி. நோ நோ நோ, திஸ் இஸ் மை சைல்டு, ஆ தட் இஸ் தேர் ஆத்மனஸ்து காமாய, தட் மை இஸ் தேர், தட் மை இஸ் தேர், தேர் ஃபார் லவ் இஸ் மோர். வித் யூ ரிமூவ் தட் மை, மை சைல்டு, யூ ரிமூவ் தட் மை, வாட் இஸ் தேர், சைல்டு இஸ் தேர், லவ் ஆல் சைல்ட். அண்ட் ஒன்லி மகாத்மாஸ் கேன் டூ. இன் துக்காராம்ஜிஸ் லைஃப் வி கம் அக்ராஸ் தே ஹேட் டூ சில்ட்ரன். So they asked him to bring sugar cane, and his wife also told, today you have to bring sugar cane, daily you are good for nothing, today at least for children's sake you bring sugar cane. So he came out without telling anything. He came out, one of his friend asked, what happened, you know, my children asked like this, and wife also insisted that today at least I should bring sugar cane, what you will do? I don't know what to do. Who will give me sugar cane? I don't know what to do. Whether I understood I or not, Panduranga might have understood my condition. So he might have heard my children's desire like that. Let us see what Panduranga does like that. He was just moving. Then his friend comes and asks him, hey, come, Tukaram. Today I am going to some other place. You take care of my field. Evening I will come back and give you whatever you want. So whole day he sits there, just he has to take care of the field, sugar cane field. So he came back, that friend came back, then asked, what do you want? Tukaramji told, you give sugar cane, my children want. So everybody knows he is a sadhu, so nicely huge bundle he gave, and he was carrying. As even he was carrying, children, that village children are there, uncle, for me only uncle like that. And he told, see, the load is backside, I cannot take it and give it, you fellows take that. So one fellow took and he went and did the advertisement, hey, uncle is giving sugar cane, go like that. So by the time he reached his house only one sugar cane was there. Entire sugar cane for that bundle is taken by other children. Then wife asked, hey, like this you are walking as a big bundle is there on your back, only one sugar cane. Oh, only one is there. Only one is there. Acha, what happened? How much they gave? Oh, huge bundle they gave. What happened? Children have taken. I asked sugar cane for my children. Then Tukaramji says, this my word is not there in my life, what to do? This my word is not in my life. You asked sugar cane for children. So you added my. So I removed that my. Children came and they took. So she got angry because when somebody is annoyed, you should not tell philosophy. She got annoyed and took that one sugar cane was there. Nicely she hit on Tukaramji's head. Then it broke in two pieces. Then Tukaramji says, Panduranga, that work also you did not give. What work? Breaking the sugar cane. So that is the person. Jnani alone loves. Jnani alone can love the Lord. Nobody can love the Lord as Jnani loves. Others love are 10%, 15%, 20%. I am not telling, Bhagavan himself says, Udara sarva evaite jnani tu atmaiva mematam astita sahi yukta atma mameva anuttamam gati chaturvita bhajante mam jana sukritino juna arto jignasur arthaarti jnani cha bharadarshapa tesham jnani nitya yuktaha eka bhaktir vishishyate priyohi jnanino tyartam aham sachamma priya. Full of glorifications only. Whenever Bhagavan talks about jnani, he loses himself. In Ambarish's story, we will come across, he will say, I am servant of them. Aham bhakta paradhinaha asvatantra ivadvija. So, jnani is bhakti alone, is a real bhakti, Bhagavan says it is real bhakti because motiveless bhakti. I can understand somebody comes and cries to me asking for removal of suffering or asking for name, fame, wealth or something. I can understand a seeker comes to me and cries asking for Atmajnan. A Jignasu comes to the Lord asking for Chitta Shuddhi, asking for Chitta Naishchalya, mental peace and Guru Kripa. Like this, he is asking. This Jnani comes to me and cries. I ask, what happened? Why you are crying? I am crying, O Lord, seeing your trouble, I am crying. People come and cry to me. Bhagavan says, people come and cry to me to remove their troubles. Jnani comes and cries to me, seeing my troubles. That's what, when Sudhama came to Krishna, Bhagavan Krishna asked, how are you? I am better than you, he told. Who? Sudhama says, I am better than you. By Guru Kripa, I am better than you. Then what is the condition of Sudhama? No food. 28 children, no food. Not nagging wife, adjusting wife. And sent to ask money. Sent by the wife to ask money from Krishna. He goes there, he never asked, not only he did not ask anything. And when Bhagavan asks, how are you? He says, I am fine, then. I am better than you. What is the meaning? You have a lot of things, a lot of problem also. I don't have anything, no problem also. Not by sannyasi. These words are not by a sannyasi, a grihastha. So, Bhagavan says here, lakshanam bhakti yogasya nirgunasya hyutakritam ahaitukya avyavahita ya bhaktihi purushottame. Ahaituki bhaktihi. Jnani bhakti is called nirguna bhaktihi or ahaituki bhaktihi. Hetu means motive. Ahetu means without motive, motiveless. Ahaituki bhaktihi means a devotion without any motive. Just to say hello. Just to say hello to the Lord. What is the necessity? This question will not come in his mind. You fellows who are in bondage, they alone will ask what is the necessity. Utilitarians. Who will be utilitarian? Only an ignorant person will be asking what is the benefit, what is the benefit, what is the benefit. Child is never utilitarian. Child goes and hugs the mother, and if he asks, what is the benefit? What child will tell? What is the benefit? She is my mother, that's all. Little bit you are grown up, you become ignorant. And you become utilitarian. So, avyavahita bhakti he means without any division. Ekanta bhakti hi, ananya bhakti hi, prema bhakti hi, jnani bhakti hi, siddha bhakti hi, avyavahita bhakti hi, ahaituki bhakti hi. How many names are there? Bhakti, bhakti, word is there. Actually it is jnana. Word is bhakti. One classification of bhakti, but it is knowledge. So Bhagavan says, even if I give something, they will not take. Neither they ask, nor they are ready to take. What I give? Not ordinary things. Not ordinary things. Even if I give siddhis, they will not take. Even if I make them Raja in Loka, they will not bother about. Even if I make them as Indra, they say, I don't want. Brahma Loka, I don't want anything. All right, what about the Vaikuntha? Vaikuntha also. Who can reject Vaikuntha? Please tell. Who can reject Vaikuntha? One who knows Vaikuntha is in me, he alone can reject Vaikuntha. Correct? I am all pervasive entity. I am all pervasive conscious entity. Vaikuntha is a place. All places are in me, including Bhagavan is in me. So here Bhagavan says, Salokya sarshti samipya sarupya ekatvam apyutaha diyamanam nagrinanti vinamat sevanam janaha. Saeva bhakti yoga kyaha atyantika udagrataha yena ativrajya trigunam madbhavayopapadyate. This is called highest form of bhakti by which he attains my nature means he recognizes my nature as his nature. This is called knowledge, atmajnanam. and it can make the person to reject Salokya Samipya Sarshti Sarupya Ekatva. Five type of Skrama Mukti they call it. Salokya, living in Vaikuntha, like living in India, living in Vaikuntha. Then Sarshti, having divine power, Siddhis. Hanumanji had lot of siddhis, having divine powers. You can appear, disappear, reduce your body, increase your body, like that. Then Samipya, living very closely, maybe in Bangalore, suppose in Delhi. Prime Minister is in Delhi, Bhagwan is in Delhi type place, you are nearby, Samipya. Then Sarupya, having similar forms. Bhagwan has Shankha Chakra, everything, you also will have Shankha Chakra. But your Shankha Chakra will not work. Okay, his only will have power. It is Tai Shankha Chakra, AK-47. Military persons AK-47 will work. Your AK-47 will not work. But children what will do? Like that they will do. That's why the Dwarapalakas you can see in every temple. If Divine Mother is there, two ladies will be there outside. If Vishnu is there, two gents will be there outside. And they also will have Shankha Chakra. Thing is, it will not work. Understand? So having similar form, Sarupya. Then Sayujya. Sayujya means very close to the Lord and you are a part of the body of the Lord. So he has mala, he has kirita, he has kuntala. So you become one mala, you become one kuntala, these are all there. So these are all the stages of getting close with the Lord. Bhagavan says none of these things they don't want. Why? They don't want to be in my loka. They don't want to near me. They don't want to appear like me. They don't want to have powers like me. They don't want to be part of me. Why? They want to be me, myself. Understood? They want to be me, myself. Therefore, none of these things are attractive for them. This type of bhakta is the real bhakta. The result of all spiritual practices is this jivan muktihi or atmajnanam. Bhakti yoga culminates in this prema bhakti. Starts from where? Starts from hurting others. Tamasa bhakti to prema bhakti, all are there in one chapter in Bhagavata. Tamasa rajasa satika bhakta are all bhinnadrik. Jignasa bhaktaha, not bhinnadrik. Try to understand how it is advaita drik. Then jnani is established in advaita drishti. So he says, I don't want anything from you, O Lord. He says, I want to be you. Who is intelligent, you tell? Which bhakta is intelligent? Jnani bhakta alone intelligent. Every bhakta asks something from the Lord. This bhakta says, I want you. So bhakti yoga kyaha, atyantika yudahrataha, such is the grandness of the advaita bhakti, yena trigunam ativrajya madbhavaya upapadyate. By this advaita bhakti, one gains one swarupa, my own swarupa. Here Bhagavan says, the culmination of bhakti is what? Beyond trigunam. Trigunam means what? Sattva, rajas, tamas are trigunam. So, it cannot be in the form of a result. This culmination of bhakti cannot be in the form of a result. Because all results are within trigunas. All results are born out of action. Actions are within three gunas, therefore the culmination is in the form of knowledge. Knowledge alone it doesn't belong to any guna. Thus, spiritual journey goes like this. First is adharma tyaga. Unwanted things should not be there in our life. Then, dharma parigrahanam, taking disciplinary life. Then, nama sankirtanam, then sadhu sangha, kadashravanam, Shastra Shravanam, then Saguna Upasana. In Saguna Upasana itself, Eka Rupa Upasana, Bahurupa Upasana, Sarva Rupa Upasana. Then you get Yogyata Praptihi in the form of Vairagyam and Viveka, love towards the Lord. Then you go for Atma Vichara and gain the knowledge. Finally, you become Ekanta Bhaktaha. This is called Bhakti Yoga. So it cannot be a particular type of actions. People think puja means bhakti yoga. Shastra says puja means not bhakti yoga. If it is done physically, it is called karma yoga. So, don't go by apparent meaning of these words, you will have a lot of troubles in understanding Swami Vivekananda's complete works. What is there ultimately? A person should understand his divine nature. More we will see in the next class. Krishnaya Vasudevaya Haraye Paramatmani Pranadakleshanashaya Govindaya Namo Namaha Tadeva Ramyam Ruchiram Navam Navam Tadeva Shashvan Manaso Mahotsavam Tadeva Shokarnava Shochanam Runam Yeduttama Shloka Yashonu Giyate Gopika Jivanasmaranam Govinda Govinda.